Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to our every spiritual need and the greatest stories ever told. Men, women, and children learn the good of the Bible by reading and listening to the exciting stories of God's people and their lives. This tape tells one of those stories. All scripture references are taken from the King James Version. Please listen and go to your Bible and read the story again to learn more as God speaks to you from His written word.
This is Bible Call Tape number 656. This Bible Call Tape is for children in grades 2 through 4 and is about drugs. Drugs. Who needs them? Why should we need anything except the wonderful foods, fresh air, and sunshine that God gives us to enjoy? We really don't need very much else. We are God's most wonderful creations, and He has made both our minds and our bodies able to do all of the things that He wishes us to do during our lives. Drugs are chemicals. They are something like medicines. Some drugs are taken by mouth, like pills. Others are inhaled or breathed into the body by smoking. Some drugs are injected into the body with a needle. Do you remember how you didn't like it when the doctor had to give you a shot with a needle? But now we are not talking about the drugs that the doctor gives you or those which your parents help you to take when you are sick. The drugs that we are talking about are not taken to help cure a sickness, and no doctor would approve of their use in this way. People who take drugs this way take them to make them feel stronger or better or smarter. Sometimes they take them to help them forget about their problems. People who use drugs for these reasons are called drug users. Sometimes people start taking drugs because a friend who is a drug user wanted them to start taking drugs too. It is true that drugs do make the user feel the way he wants to feel, and for a little while they do this quite well. But soon the drug user finds that more and more of the chemical is needed to make him feel the way he wants to feel. Then, if he should want to stop taking the drug, he often finds that he cannot do so because his mind or his body give him great discomfort or great anxiety. Anxiety is a feeling of fear and worry. So to avoid this kind of pain and anxiety, the user must continue to take the drug. When this happens, we say that the user has become addicted to that drug. Then, drug users are called drug addicts. It is very difficult for a drug addict to quit taking drugs. Drug addicts have little other thought than to get more drugs. They no longer enjoy the sunshine or the fresh air, and beauty means nothing to them. They stop being nice and they are no longer friendly. Often they will hurt others and steal to get money to buy drugs. Drugs can change the way a person sees, thinks, feels, and understands. Some drugs make the user see things that aren't really there, or give the user the idea that he can do things that really are impossible. When taking drugs of this kind, some users have jumped from buildings believing that they had the power to fly, and were killed. Drug overdose can cause serious injury to the brain or to the body and can even result in death. An overdose is when a user accidentally takes too much of the drug. Drugs are always dangerous. This is why you must never take any drugs unless your doctor or your parents approve. Anyone can overdose on drugs. Drugs are not toys. Never play with drugs. The great men of the Bible and of our country's history did not need and did not use drugs. Yet they did all of the great things that history shows them to have done. Remember Noah who built the ark, Moses who freed his people, the Apostle Paul who taught about Jesus, and Washington who led the Patriots to begin our nation? What do you think might have happened if Washington had become addicted to drugs and had started to think only about how to get more drugs? Do you think we would live in a free country today? When these great people were your age, they looked and thought very much as you do now. You are very much like them, and you will, as you grow and learn, be able to do great things as well. God has made all of us able to do wonderful things, or able to think wonderful thoughts, or able to bring great joy to our friends and our families. Do you remember the creation story in the Bible? The Bible tells us that after God had made all of the creatures, including Adam and Eve, God was very pleased. The Bible says, "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good." God was pleased then, and God is pleased now when he looks at you and all of the other children. This is because you were born with everything that is needed to be good and great in God's sight. It is true that some children are taller or faster or learn to read more quickly than others, but these things do not matter at all to God or to your parents or to your true friends. God loves all children, even when they do things that they shouldn't. He wants all people to love one another, to be kind and thoughtful to each other, to work hard at play, at study, and at helping one another. Each of you can do these things because you are a reflection of God. Yes, when God made man and woman, he made them as a reflection of himself. A mirror shows you how you look. You can see a reflection of yourself in a mirror. You don't look like God, but he made you to be like him in many ways. You can think and learn, you can enjoy beauty, and the many other good things that God has made, you can love one another. To be kind and loving and thoughtful are the things that we can do. Wouldn't it be terrible to change the wonderful thing that you are into something that can want little else but more drugs? What a waste of the sunshine, the rain, and the beauty that is around us. What a terrible waste of a life that can make and do things and be a friend to others. But this is what happens when one becomes addicted to drugs. You should treasure the goodness that you are more highly than you would treasure a great amount of money. God has said in the Bible that the soul or spirit of just one person is worth more than the whole world. This is what God thinks of you. Because God loves you so much, you should always take care never to do the things that will disappoint God. Taking drugs when you are not sick to make you feel good or strong or to get away from your problems leads to the kind of thing that hurts you and disappoints God. Never even think about taking drugs for any reason except when your doctor and parents approve. Even if your best friend should tell you to take drugs, even just a little, don't. Sometimes people who say they are our friends really are not true friends. No true friend will ever tell you to do something that is not good for you to do. True friends love you and don't want you to be hurt in any way. Always remember your worth to God. In doing this, you will always be the best for yourself and for others. This is the only way to get and to keep true happiness all of your life. Here are some Bible verses for you to study. From the Old Testament, Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. From the New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. And Matthew chapter 16, verse 26. Thank you.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the...